We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Ein Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the bottom of Daf Ein Aleph Amud Aleph. V'sova Rav Yosi ben Nios sheloi nosan kitzva alma bal motzi mefer. It says in the Mishnah that Rav Yosi says that in this case, if Isha makes a neder that she's not going to be miskashet, and the husband agrees to it, so it's the husband's fault, and therefore, if the Ani did not give a kitzvah to the, we'll see later on what that means, how much time that is, but if she makes a neder forever, yaitzi v'yitin ksuba la'altar. That means, because we consider it's his fault. So what do you see? That he could have been mefer, it's neder. Alma ba'al motzi mefer. V'raminu, ask you a kasha. Elu dvarim sha'bal mefer. Now we know there's something called afaras adarim of the ba'al. We know there's hetan adarim, which a chacham could do. That you need pesach and charata. The Baal or a father can be made for an Edda without any reason. Just he has control of the Nadarim of his wife or his daughter, and he can be made for an Edda. Now, what can you be made for by a wife? Not every single Edda. Only Dvarim she yesh by Inu Nefesh, or Beinoy Lebeino. So, Veraminu. Elo Dvarim she Baal Mefer. Dvarim she yesh by Inu Nefesh. What's example of Inu Nefesh? If she makes a neder that she's not going to shower, or she makes a shvua that loy erchatz, I won't wash myself, or miskashet, and loy miskashet, or she says I'm going to put on makeup and perfume, or she says a neder I'm not going to do that, or she makes a shvua she's not going to do that. Amar Rav Yosi, ain elu neder nefesh. That's not called inu nefesh. Not washing yourself, or not miskashet, it's not called inu nefesh. Ve'elu hein inu nefesh. Shaloi oichel basar, I won't eat basar, I won't eat meat, v'shaloi shayin, I won't drink wine, v'shaloi eskasha v'gdit tzevoinim. I won't put out on clothing, nice clothing. Rashi says, g'nayo bezoyin uloi, mezgana lov. That is a bezoyin, and that's mezgana lov, that's the type of inner nefesh it sounds like. Akaponim, so what do you see from here? What you see from here is that this is not called, Skash is not called the Nefesh. So why is our Mishnah saying that's his fault? He should have been made for it. How can he make for it? Rabbi Yosi holds you can't be made for Skash enough. So the Gemara, Hakam Ha'eskin, Medvarim, Shebeinoy Libeino. This is Skash, it's not talking about makeup. Zog, like we see it from Rashi. Rashi says, Kishut the Masis in the Hacha, the Kishut of our Mishnah, Medvarim, Shebeinoy Libeino. Sam Hamesher is a Shar. We're talking about the here by Oysim Makam, and he doesn't like that. And that type of beautifying yourself is taken off that here. And there, she said she's not going to do that. That's Dvarim Shebeinoy Libino, and that he could be made for. So, Dvarim Shebeinoy Libino, Baal Mefer, which means like this. Everyone agrees, Dvarim Shebeinoy Libino, Baal is made for. Like Tosfos points out in Devar Mascha Hanicha, more to the end. The Brisi, Bereish, Perik, Bastos, and Adarim, the Mefer, Mefer, Glorchsiv, Bein Ishlish, Bein Avabit, Bein Malamich, Baal Mefer, Dvarim Shebeinoy Libino. Just it means like this. The Machlokes, the Shaila over here is that Machlokes that the Mar is bringing down is Meisher as Hasar taken off the hair. Is that called Dvarim Shebeinoy Libino? The Mar says Honi Chalaman Diyama Dvarim Shebeinoy Libino Abal Meifer. Then it's good. Elaman Diyama In Abal Meifer Ma'ikul Meima. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Pshat Mishnah for Rabbi Yosi. How can Abal be Meifer? The Itma we learned Dvarim Shebeinoy Libino, which means this case of removing hair removal. Rav Huna Amah Abal Meifer. Rav Adba Havam In Abal Meifer. Why? We're not worried. So the reason why he wants to get her to remove the hair is he's worried he will get injured and become a krus shifcha from that. So, but Rav Adbava says, no one ever got injured from someone he knows. Just like a shul, a fax, that will never die from the afar in his hole where he lives because he's used to it. Here also, like Rashi says, that ba'afa chur shu god l'sham the holy lives there. Kolayim of a davar shu ragel by baki who l'sham hashen mazikoy. He knows it to be baki and his wife, and he's not going to be. He'll be careful. He's not worried about that. It can't be made for that. So now it's back shver. What is going on over here? L'chayra, how could the baal be made for the neder of shleit eskashet? El hachamay eskin and going to linu. Rav Yosi said that it's his fault he wasn't made for the nether. The question is, if you're Rav Yosi, how can you make for the nether? Rav Yosi in a Mishnah over here says, what? Rav Huna? Rav, but the other man, the Yama, what does Rav Ava do? It's a Tana here. If Rav Ava was fear of Yosi, you cannot be made for Dvarim Shebeinoy Libino of this type of Dvarim Shebeinoy Libino. So our Mishnah says this kasha, what is the case? If you're Rav Ava in our Mishnah, that the Baal can be made for, what's the case? Makeup? That's not called Dina Nefesh. Here, it's not called Dvarim Shabbein Elabinov. What is the case here of Adaba Ahava? What is the case of our Mishnah, Rav Yossi? How does he explain the Tana, Rav Yossi? How does he explain? Elochim Ayaskinon, going to Linu, Likishuto, Betasha Mito. To Omra, she said, Yeosah Noas Tashmishcha Lai Imiskashit. How could you do that? Hanos tashmishi olecha koyfe mishmashdoi. Hanos tashmishcha olai yofer alfishem echilim lodum dova osaloi. So we'll explain this. That the case where Avada here, as the kishut alone, the makeup alone, the perfume alone, it couldn't be made for that. What she did, say like this. That if I put on makeup, the tashmish would be osir. Now I, how can you make tashmish osir? She's mishubed to him. So like Rav Kana says, that you can't say that my hana is also to you. The Isha is talking. My hana is also my husband, because that's Meshubit. But I could say is, your hana is also to me. And that, I'm to have hana. And so there, if I'm saying your hana on me is also, it's chal. So here, she made this neder, she says, if I put on makeup, I'll be also with Tashmish. If that's the case, so that's already bad for him, and he can be made for that. Read it inside one more time. Then we force her and she has to have tashmish. If she says, your hanaz also to me, yofer, so here, the reason you make fear is because you come to Issa Tashmish. Faith tomorrow, have a simple answer. Don't put on makeup. It's not a bad nether. Just don't put on makeup. Makeup is not a problem. And then you can't be made false that. You become also Tashmish? No, don't put on makeup. Well, Tasha. So tomorrow, it's not going to work. Karu law novellas. Like Rashi explains, they're going to embarrass her and she's going to go do it. You know, people are going to call her, you look disgusting. So she's going to put on makeup. She's going to put on makeup, Tashmish will become also, and therefore, there is a possibility to be made for this. For anything about Kasha, all the way. And let's wait 2 weeks. So why do you give a get la alter? So that's only when he makes a neder. The sabra mirsis rosach aloi. It's only when he makes a neder. So there, she's willing to wait a week or two. Why? Because she says that maybe he was angry, and now it'll calm down. Another ihi. When she made a neder, she's the one who got angry. He wasn't even angry. And he was not made for that neder. Shavra made the ishtik mistahu desonile. She says to herself, it must be since he's quiet, he hates me, and therefore she wants to get immediately. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara has a kasha, let her just put on the makeup and come also and give 2 weeks, then while out. The Teretz is because she doesn't want to wait anymore. She's angry because he wasn't made for the nether. Now, if you remember what we spoke about before from Rashi, this Gemara is not like Rashi before. We said before, Rashi said, anytime she makes the nether, she's not going to look for Pesach. This Gemara, Pasha, is not like that. That's one of Tosha's questions on Rashi on before. It says, but Tema the Purusha, Tosha says, on Daf Omar Al, Ainav Omar Al, Dimash Nodra. Tema the Purusha, the my parol come on, discussion to us, live a shamay. Hovakar Tirtsu, the Ben Nodra he, Lo Shai Chamtana. So, like upon him, the Tosha's, this Gemara, is not like Rashi, Ain the Achrayin, what the answer on Rashi. Now, our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yisi, I'm by Nias Rosh and Kitzvah, that when is there a halacha of giving the get la'altar is only if that she makes a neder, she won't be miskashet forever. But if she gives a zman, so then you don't have to give a get la'altar. What type of zman? What's a zman? What's the kitzvah? For, you know, 100 years? That's not worse than forever. What's the shir? Become a kitzvah. It said by Ashirus, it's 30 days. But by Anias, only Rosh and Kitzvah. But anything less than loylam sounds like is not going to be made for that. That's fine. That you're not going to give a ksuba. You're not going to give a get and a ksuba. The kamakits, is 12 months. If she makes anything more than 12 months already, so then, yoytzi vitein get. Rabbi Barachan of Yechon, eseshonim, 10 years. Rav Chistam of Yima, regal, of one yomtif. She came, benoit shom as regal. Because benoit shom put on makeup and perfume for yomtif. Even aniyim. That's the, so it's pipshatim aniyim, either 12 months, or 10 years, or beregel. Uvashiris lamad yoyim, maishto lamad yoyim, omabayash kin isha chashuva nenis bereach kishutel lamad yoyim. her makeup or her perfume lasts, she's neder from it, for 30 days. She only redoes it every 30 days. Therefore, if she makes a neder up to 30 days, it's still, you still don't need to be mekashet herself, and therefore, up to 30 days is no problem. You don't have to be meitzir. What? How? If it's a regal?
Yeah.
If you want mandiyama. If you want mandiyama, it comes out like that. So usually regal means, it's like a little plug. Regal usually could be 5 months. It could be. So, at sometimes it'll come out with mochama, yeah. Hamadis, Dr. Mishavaita, Hamadis ishu shotel chabesavir. Bizman, shuhu ima, be'ir, choyde shachay kayim, shtayim yetzvi gzuba. Like this. If someone's mad to his wife that she can't go to her father's house. Now, how do you make this nether? So the Tosfos Rid here asks his kasha. Really, what we should know about, it's the same exact Gemara before. But the Tosfos Rid asks the kasha. I'm telling you, my koyach lil osu shote. How could I stop my wife from going to her house? So Tosfos says the case was that they made a tanai. Kol perish v'olam alai b'koinim telch l'beis avicha. Oy te'esu tashmish chalayim telch l'beis avicha. There's two ways to do it. If you go and coin to Rav, the case was that he said that Noah's tashmish chalai, if you go to my father's house, that's to be Rav the case. And therefore you have to give a get right away. According to Shmuel, that at any time he makes the neder, you have 30 days so to find the Pesach, so the case has to be, or you have 1 week by tashmish, then it has to be, the case was that she made the neder. She's the one who made the neder. So same thing like we had before, because Rav and Shmuel had to learn these dar. If the father lives in the same city, so for 1 month you can manage without going to visit your parents' house. For about 2 months, then one day into the second month already, because that's too long already to wait not to visit your parents. When it's in a different city, when you live in a city, regel echad yekayim, one yontiv, that's the normal thing, is you go visit every yontiv. So one yontiv, that's good. More than one yontiv ready, too much ready. Shloisha, three yom tov, yetzvi d'ksuba. Three yom tov, yetzvi d'ksuba. Aye, the question should say shnayim. Why is it shloisha? The Gemara will ask the kasha. Hamadis ishtoi, so tel chabesa oval abesa mishto, he stops his wife from going to a shiva house or to a chasana. She has to give a get right away because that's also painful. We stand based on V is painful. We're saying here this is also not good, and we'll see the Gemara why. You're closing the door in front of her, and we'll see why in the Gemara. If he's tining that, I don't want to let you go because of Dava Acha, Rishoy is allowed. What does Dava Acha mean? We'll see in the Gemara. She says to him something insulting, or she says to him something about someone else. She says, you know what? Go tell that to him. That's what he tells his wife. You know what you just told me? Tell that to him. Oy, Masha Tamarati Loch. Or tell that to him what I just told you. Oy, stay Malaya to fill up a bottle of water on my orlas and pour it into the garbage. We'll see what that means also. That's just the literal taich. Yaitzvitiksuba. All these three things, Yaitzvitiksuba. So you have a bunch of cases in our Mishnah that we'll have to explain in the Gemara. But our Gemara first will deal with the first few lines of the Mishnah, which we understand. We have so many neder not to go to the father's house. It depends. If it's in the city, so more than a month already, it's intolerable. But if it lives out of the city, then it's regalecha. And it said that regalecha dikayim, three regalim yoytzi. Fayt amar gufa kasha. Amrit regalecha dikayim, ashtayim yoytzi vitek suba, two, yibi moitz vitek suba, ima seifa, shloishi yoytzi vitek suba, hashtayim mikayim. So it's hard to steer. The ratio sounds like by two yoytz vitek suba. But the seifa sounds only by three yoytz vitek suba, hashtayim mikayim. On my baya, seifa, also a kahenes. It means like this. Avada by Yisrael, after one yom tov, you get. By a kahenes, you get two yom tov. And that's what it says, three yoytzi. By the third yom tov, yoytzi. Rabbi Yehudi, let's go to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Ula, on different tariffs. Like Kasha, Kam Verdufa, Kam Shein Verdufa. It depends what type she is. If she's a type to go off into her father's house, so then already, after one yom tov, the Shnaim ready yoytzi. If she's any Verdufa, then after two yom tov. So it depends if she's a type to run to her father's house. Once we mention that going to your father's house, then where's two psukim, two drashas. Oz Hayisa Be'enov Kemoitzes. Shalom. This is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. We're talking about Knesset Yisrael, so it was considered like the Kala. It says, "Oz Yisabeinim Knesset Shalom." What does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan, "Kala Shnim Shleim Veischamel." It's like a Kala who found that her father-in-law's house is great. When she married her husband, her husband is such a good husband. She loves it there. And she runs home once in a while to go tell her parents how good her chasen is. That's the means k'moytzei shalom. Another drasha. It says v'hoya v'yemahu no mashem that lasa lavai tikri ishi lo yisikli oid barley. We will call a Karis Baruch, Knesset Yisrael will call a Karis Baruch Hu, Kava Yachol, Ishi and not Baili. Baili is a Lashon of like a master. But after you get used to your husband and you really like your husband, then you call him Ishi. On Rav Yochanan, Kala Beis Chameha, V'lo Kala Beis Avia. Like a Kala was living in her husband's house for a while already, and not like Kala Beis Avia, she's still embarrassed of her chasam a little bit. That's called them, you call it Baili. But when you get comfortable, you call already Ishi, and that will be the matzav of Yetz Hashem, La'asad Lavai, when Klai Yisrael gets the Geula, be called Ishi, and not be called Baili.